welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. This is episode 143 of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm so glad you decided to tune in today. We have a great show today. We're going to be talking about summer book reads, both ideas for you and for your kids. And we're talking with book expert Jansen Bradshaw, who was on last year on episode 18. And she blogs at Everyday Reading, and she just is a voracious reader, and I trust everything that she says. And so she's going to give you some book recommendations going forward this summer. If you're like me, I know that all year long you're kind of accumulating a list, right? You have a running list in your phone or on your desktop or somewhere where you're saying, oh, I heard about this great book, write it down. Oh, this is a great book, write it down. How many times are you actually digging into that list? So we want to give you some ideas so that now that summer's upon us, you have some ideas of going to the library or going to Costco or Amazon or whatever it is you buy books, or I'd recommend swapping with friends. That's a great way to reuse books that have been purchased. Another great way to consume books during the summer is with Audible. Audible is an audiobook service that gives you access to the hottest books on the market, old books, new books, any type of books, and you can listen from the comfort of your own home, poolside, and it will always pick up right where you left off. Audible is offering an amazing free trial. If you go to audibletrial.com/extraordinarymoms, you can pick up a free book, which is awesome. And we're going to talk about a lot of books today that you might want to pick up. My personal favorite that I just listened to on Audible is The Four Agreements. It's not too long, but it packs a punch, and I had so many amazing takeaways. It's a self-help type book, and I've talked about it a little bit before on the show, but if you're looking for that type of thing, The Four Agreements is definitely one I would recommend. But Jansen also has some great recommendations. So go to audibletrial.com/extraordinarymoms to get a free 30-day trial complete with a free credit for an audiobook. Love it so much. Thanks, Audible, for sponsoring this podcast. All right, let's dive right into our conversation with Jansen Bradshaw today. Let's get some good books on our list for this summer. All right, I want to welcome back Jansen Bradshaw today. Hi, Jansen.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here.
Yay, me too. The last time I talked to you, I was living in Virginia, and now I'm in California, so opposite sides of the country. It's good to be talking with you today.
Great.
Yeah, so last time you were on episode number 18, and we talked about reading with kids and how to help struggling readers and book recommendations and things like that. But today we're going to kind of cater to the moms. What books should we be reading this summer? And you're a voracious reader, so I'm dying to hear your recommendations, Jansen. So let's just dive right in. If I'm going to the pool, what should I take to the pool with me if I'm a reader?
Well, I just finished one of my all-time favorite books for the summer. I can't imagine I'm going to read many things this year that I'm going to enjoy more than this. It's called My Lady Jane.
Okay.
And it's actually billed as a young adult novel, but there's nothing in it really that makes me think young adult particularly. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the audio version, so, you know, I don't know if that's ideal for the pool or not. But either way, it's very amusing. But the audio is fantastic, so if you want something to listen to instead of read, this is a really good pick.
Oh.
And it's technically historical fiction about Lady Jane Grey, who was Queen of England for 9 days. But they've basically taken every possible liberty with the historical record and just made this ridiculous story that is laugh out loud funny. I've been listening to it while I run in the morning, and so I'm kind of the weirdo in my neighborhood, like dying laughing while I'm also dying from running.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think there's a place for like shorter snippets and like podcasts and things, but it's nice to have, if you do have a longer chunk of time or a regular run every morning, if that's your go-to thing, it kind of gets you out of bed in the morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, My Lady Jane. And so where do you listen to audiobooks?
So Audible, I really like. I think they're fantastic, and we have a subscription with them that my husband and I both use. And then I also use Overdrive a lot, which my library provides. And everywhere I've ever lived, which is kind of a lot of places, has had an Overdrive
yes.
account. And then you can just use that for free. Mm-hmm. And it works like the library where there's a hold system. So if things are popular, you might have to wait a while for it to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other one I use not as much, but sometimes, is called Hoopla, which is also through my library. And it works not like a library hold system. Everything is automatically available at any moment, but you're limited to 10 checkouts a month.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that one. I'll definitely check that out. Okay, and there was another young adult book that you really loved lately, wasn't there?
Yes, I almost hesitated to say that because I didn't want to say two young adults in
no,
a row,
that's
but I really
fine.
Do love it so much I have to talk about it. So it's a trilogy, and the last one just came out this summer, and the first book is called To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Mm-hmm. I imagine that's the one you were thinking about because I can't stop talking about
Instagram stories.
So that is about this girl named Lara Jean, and she is the middle of three sisters, and her oldest sister is going off to college, and she and her sister are very close, so she's kind of navigating now being the oldest sister, and their mom has passed away like 6 or 7, maybe even longer than that, years earlier, so it's just their dad and now the two sisters at home. But when she's trying to get in the swing of all of this, she has had this habit, you know, from middle school on, of when she likes a boy, when she's kind of done liking them or ready to move on, she writes this, you know, little love letter about why she liked them and why she's moving on.
Uh-huh.
And then she seals them up and puts them away and obviously doesn't send them. But she has 5 of them, and they all got sent somehow.
No!
And so she is just dying. She doesn't know how they got out. And then the worst part is that one of them is going to her sister, who just left for college's boyfriend, who she's had this secret crush on for several years. And so she just doesn't know how she's going to deal with this. It's all just so amusing. And one of my friends, who's a big reader, also just commented on some books that she'd read that were young adult. And she was like, they were fine. But, you know, I want something that makes me feel 16 again. And these books make me feel 16
again. This is that.
Like, all in the best possible way, not all the awkward parts of
right.
16.
You don't actually have to be 16 to appreciate it. Yes.
Exactly. And so they're just so fun and sweet, and they're just also very amusing, which is a big deal for me when I'm reading in the summer, is I want something that makes me laugh and that is lighthearted.
Sure.
And this is also one of those series where I feel like all three of the books are really fantastic.
That's great.
So, you know, I don't feel like there's kind of a slump in the middle or that the end you're kind of like, are you just dragging this on? I think they're all three terrific.
I love when there's multiple books in a series because so many times I end a book and I'm like, oh, I just wish there was more. And so when there is
exactly.
a trilogy, it's like, oh, this is great. And now that the third one just came out, you have the opportunity to read all three of them. I think there's something to be said for young adult literature in the summer, like being poolside, being beachside, you know, when you're only kind of half paying attention to the book itself and, you know, you're kind of multitasking and just keeping it light, having it shorter, you know, things like that. I think that's a great time to read those types of books.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And so what's the third one that just came out?
It's called Forever and Always Lara Jean.
Okay. Forever and Always Lara Jean. Perfect. Okay. I'm reading A Man Called Ove right now.
Oh, yeah.
Have you read that or read anything by him?
Yeah. That's the only one I've read by him. I know he has a new one that just came out called Bear Town that I've heard great things about, but I haven't read that one yet.
Yeah, I'm entertained by it. I mean, I'm not as riveted by it as I was hoping, and it's taken me kind of a while to get through it. But it's enjoyable. It's an enjoyable read.
I actually agree about that book. I liked it, but by the time I listened to it, I felt like I had so much hype about it.
Sure.
That it didn't really live. I was just expecting it to be the best book I had ever read.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good book, but not that good.
Yeah. Another book that I read, I think it was last summer, was The Royal We. Have you ever heard of this?
Yes. Yes. I loved that book.
Okay. Disclaimer, though. It's super expensive because it's a really thick hardback. It's something like 600 pages, which sounds like an Ayn Rand book or something, but it's not a deep read by any means, but it kind of parallels the William and Kate royal story, but it's a fiction work. It is so delightful. I really enjoyed that book.
I loved it too. That was one of the ones where I read the whole thing and then I spent the next week like going back and reading all my favorite parts again.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it so much. But libraries may or may not have it. And the interesting thing was it's written by two authors, two friends. And so I thought that was really interesting. I'm not really sure how you do that with like a fiction book, how you kind of work together on that. But because they would kind of take different chapters. That's what I heard.
Right. Actually, actually, My Lady Jane is three authors.
Really?
And, so I don't know how that works, but
interesting.
They made it work, I think, in both cases.
That's, they just must have very similar writing styles and ideas and imaginations. Okay, so another type of genre that I love to read during the summer is memoirs. And do you like memoirs as well?
I do.
One or two that I read this past year that I've also talked about on the show, Present Over Perfect by Shauna Nyquist. Have you read that?
Yes, I have, and I love that one. I actually like, have you read Bread and Wine?
You know what? I have not, but that is on my list. That's another one by her.
Right, and I actually like that one even a little better.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Well, I did a book club episode on episode number 75, so if people don't want to or want a little taste of what it is, they can listen to episode 75. But Shauna Nyquist is just a beautiful Christian writer and just thought-provoking, really nice, feel-good type read. And then the other one was Chasing Slow by Erin Lochner.
Yes, I love that one, too.
Oh, that was so good. And she was on the show, too. I can't remember what number right now, but maybe 110 or so. But just another great memoir about living in L.A. and then transitioning to the Midwest. Just an interesting life path and what she learned from that. So I liked those. Do you have any favorite memoirs?
You know, I just read one a few months ago that I really liked called Textbook Amy Krauss Rosenthal.
Oh.
So she is a children's picture book author mainly. She's written a bunch of really popular ones like Little P is probably her most popular one, but she has a whole bunch. You know, if you looked her up, I think you would probably recognize some of her books, or Duck and Rabbit, or Duck Rabbit.
Sure, yes.
She's also written some memoirs. One was called Encyclopedia of an Ordinary Life, which she wrote, like 10 or 12 years ago. And then this one is about her life, and it's kind of in this unusual format where it's to be like a textbook. So each section, there's like the romance languages and math, and it's just in these interesting formats that are totally different. You can read through the whole thing in like probably 90 minutes or 2 hours.
Hmm.
But she actually just passed away this spring.
Hmm.
And before she did, she wrote a New York Times article that went viral. Maybe you saw it, called You Might Want to Marry My Husband.
Oh, no, I didn't.
It was so good, and it's so heartbreaking. But, you know, she talks about how great her husband is, and that what a happy life they've had together. And hopefully, you know, it's kind of like a dating profile for her husband. Like, if you're looking for someone, he is just the best guy, and we've had such a great life together, and I want him to find love after I pass away.
Oh my
gosh. And then
she
actually died within just a few weeks of it being published. But I know, it's just so sad.
Wow.
But her textbook Amy Krauss Rosenthal book she wrote before she was diagnosed with cancer. And so it's so interesting and sad to read kind of about her life and her hopes for her life when she when you know that, you know, her life is almost at the end, but of course she doesn't know that as she's writing it.
Wow. That sounds like a work of fiction, you know, the way that that would be orchestrated. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. How interesting. I've never heard of that, but I'll have to look that up.
It's so fun, and she's so funny and sweet. One of those people where you feel like, I wish you would just live next door to me. We would be best friends.
Oh, that's awesome. I love when an author can make you feel like that. Another genre I really love is self-help, obviously. I love parenting books. I love self-awareness, mindfulness type books. A couple that I've just loved, Rising Strong. I've talked a lot about Brené Brown. I like that better than Daring Greatly, actually. Daring Greatly is about stepping out and being bold and taking risks. But then Rising Strong is, when you do that, you're inevitably going to fall. But how do you get back up? And it's really about grappling with those emotions. Have you read that one?
I have read Daring Greatly, but not Rising Strong.
I think you would really like it. I liked it better.
Oh, good. Well, I'll check it out.
It
was on my list to read last summer, and I never got around to it.
It's like therapy in a book. Anybody that's going through anything hard, I'm like, I don't really have the right words. I don't know what to say to you, but Brené might. So I'm going to send you Rising Strong.
That's awesome.
That's
I'll
my go-to. Another one that really just hit me at my core was The Four Agreements. Have you read that?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Okay, so I'm going to mess up who it's by. I don't even know. I'll have to look it up. But Don Miguel Ruiz, something like that. So The Four Agreements is about the four truths in your mind that if you correct these four truths in your mind and you think and live according to these four truths, your life will be exponentially better. And the four truths are, well, I'll just give you two of them. Being impeccable with your word, choosing your word choice carefully, being careful what you say, how you say it, who you say it to, things like that. And then always doing your best, realizing that your best looks different depending upon if you've had 12 hours of sleep or 3 hours of sleep, whether you're Amen. A toddler mom or a grandma, you know, your best looks different, and giving yourself grace for that. And then there's two other truths, but simple. I listened to this on Audible and it was well read. I really liked that. And I felt like listening to it may have been more impactful than maybe even just reading it. I loved that. You should check that out.
I will. That sounds great.
Yeah. How about you? Any other self-help or parenting type books?
One of the ones that I read last year that I loved was called The Collapse of Parenting.
Mm.
And the author, whose name I can't think of at the moment, he has a book called, he has one about boys and one about girls, and now I can't think of the name of either of them. But then this one is about parenting in general. Boys Adrift is the name of the boys one, which okay. I have read, and then the one about girls I haven't read, which is ironic since I only have girls. But I read the boys one before I had any children.
Uh-huh.
But then The Collapse of Parenting is kind of, you know, parenting in general and kind of parent you want to be, not overbearing, but also not, you know, he's a pediatrician and I think psychologist, and he does a lot of work with parents and, you know, that a lot of parents are trying to be best friends with their kids, or they don't know when they should say no or when they're pushing too hard, and kind of how to make those decisions and parent in a way where you are the parent and your child is the child and you have a respectful and productive relationship, but also that you know when it's your job to step in and say, this is how we do things in our family. Mm. This is not appropriate behavior. This is the way that we behave in our home. It was just so good. And I feel like it's one of those ones I should go back and read every 6 months. Like, okay, I can do this. This is how I need to be dealing with, you know, problems with my children or our relationships. It was just really fantastic.
I've never heard of that one. And that's definitely one that you might want to purchase versus get at the library, because like you said, it's a revisit type book.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as your children change stages, as you add more children, as you have different sibling conflicts that come up, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. So are there any books for kids that you would recommend us checking out, whether we're reading to our children or recommending for our children? Any kids' books that we should be looking for this summer?
Well, one of the ones that I've really kept thinking about a lot this year, it's not a super new book, it's about 10 years old. It won the Newbery, I think 2006, maybe 2002, somewhere around there, called A Single Shard.
Mm.
And it's very short. I mean, you could read it aloud to your child in, you know, a couple of afternoons. And it's set in 12th century Korea, which is not necessarily one, you know, if I heard that, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to run and pick this up. My kid's going to love it. But it is so good. And it's about this little boy who's kind of homeless, and he steals some food from this potter. And so the potter catches him and brings him on to be, to make him work off this debt that he's incurred from him. And he learns from this potter, and this potter is looking to be the next potter for the Korean emperor king. Mm. I can't remember for sure which one it is. And that, you know, that's a lifetime role, so it only comes up, you know, every 40, 50-ish years. So he's got this one shot at it. And so this little boy is sent to take some pieces of pottery to the capital city to present to the king. And it's just, you know, kind of high action in some parts, but then just sweet and interesting and so different, I think, is one of the reasons that I like it, is that it's so different from anything else I had ever read.
Hmm.
And every person I've given it to is kind of like, maybe, and then they come back and they're like, this was the best book.
Sure, so, you just gotta give
it
a shot.
Even if it doesn't sound like it's one that you really love, it really, I think, is worth reading.
What age range would you recommend for that?
I think that's probably, my oldest daughter's 7. I think she's probably a little young for it. I'd say maybe more like 8 to 12.
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah. And I mean, there's so many lessons that can come out of these books. even if you think it's a little beyond, obviously, the reading level of your child, it's not necessarily beyond their comprehension level and the lessons that you can take out. So reading a short bit and then talking about it. There's so many great books. Wonder. Have you read Wonder? I'm sure you have.
Yes, and the movie's coming out really soon. Or maybe it already has. I think it hasn't come out yet.
So that'd be a good thing to incentivize your child. Okay, read the book, and then we'll go to the movies and see it and see how they compare. That'd be a great activity for the summer.
Right, I think that'd be perfect. There's also a picture book that she's just done called We're All Wonders. Have you seen it?
No.
She actually did the illustrations for it. I mean, as if she didn't have enough writing talent.
Come on.
She's also this very beautiful illustrator, and it's a lovely book.
Oh, that's amazing. Is there any other ones that really stand out in your mind for kids?
My girls and I have been listening to Beverly Cleary a lot in the car this summer, and I just love her stuff so much. I mean, they're like 40 years old, and they still just feel so fresh and fun, even if nobody has a cell phone. You know, some of them are like, okay, this is old, but for the most part, they're just so charming and so fun. We've really loved Henry and Beezus and Henry and the Clubhouse. I love the Ramona ones when she's a little older, like Ramona Quimby, age 8.
Yes.
We've listened to those over and over, and the narrator is so good.
Oh, that's great. I know you're so good for recommending good narrators, too. And like you said, on these programs, they give the narrators a rating, right? So you can kind of get a gauge.
Yes, on Audible they do.
Well, are there any other books, either adult or children, that stand out that you think we just have to add to our list this summer?
One that I just read a few months ago that is just really fun and different than some of the other ones we've talked about is called The Chemist, and it's by Stephanie Meyer, who you know from Twilight and The Host. And so this is her first novel in quite a while, and it's an adult novel rather than young adult. And it's kind of like 24 as a novel.
Oh.
So it's, you know, high action thriller kind of one. And one of the things that I like about Stephanie Meyer is I think she writes very funny dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And this one has a lot of very amusing dialogue. So the premise is that Alex, who is a female, she worked for the government. It's never really clear. I don't think it's like FBI or CIA, but one of those departments. And she is a interrogator, and she's a chemist, so she uses a lot of, you know, injections and kind of those things that make you squirm when you watch 24 or an Identity or whatever. Anyway, but they tried to kill her, and so now she's on the run from the government. And then after a couple of years, they get a hold of her and ask her to come back in. They say, we're so sorry about trying to kill you. Would you come in and help us on this one last case? And then we'll stop chasing you, and you can lead a normal life.
Okay.
And she doesn't really totally trust them, but she figures it's worth the risk if she can stop living, sleeping in a bathtub with a gas mask on so she doesn't get murdered in the night. So she goes in for this case, and of course, everything goes crazy, and it's all, you know, one twist after another, and it's really fun and delightful. And, you know, you have some, it wouldn't be Stephanie Meyer if there wasn't a romance storyline in there somewhere, and it's just really fun and, you know, like watching The Bourne Identity or 24, except by the pool.
That's so fun. I will definitely check that out. I hadn't heard of that one. So everything we talked about is going to be linked on extraordinarymomspodcast.com, but I know that you do a great job blogging and doing your cumulative review of your summer book reads. Where can people find you and your lists online?
So my blog is Everyday Reading. It's everyday-reading.com, and I just published my summer reading guide a few weeks ago. So it has about 24 books on there in 6 different categories. So there's chick lit and young adult and books to read aloud with your kids and nonfiction and memoirs and novels. So every book on there I just absolutely love and think is fantastic.
That's
so if you're looking for more recommendations, some of the ones we talked about today are on there, and then there's a whole bunch of ones we didn't talk about.
Right.
And then I'm also on Instagram as Everyday Reading, and Pinterest I pin a lot of book lists, and Facebook I share things that I'm reading or excited about coming out, and it's Everyday Reading blog over there.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it's just whatever you're really into. So it's nice to have a wide selection. We just scratched the surface today, and we didn't want to overwhelm you with book recommendations. But in the event, okay, I need more fiction, head over to Everyday Reading, and there's more fiction for you to be found there and things like that. But ask your friends and utilize the library, utilize Amazon, and trade with friends. Tell me a book you really love. I really love this one. Let's swap. You know, but you kind of have to find a book buddy, right? That kind of reads the same way that you do and enjoys the same thing you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But once you find that person, they're invaluable, right?
Yes, exactly.
So good. Well, Jansen, thanks for sharing. You are so knowledgeable. I love chatting with you about books and all things. And we're just so glad to have you back on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. This was so fun.
I know. Have a great summer.
You too.
So I hope that was helpful. I hope you added some new books to your list that you might want to cover this summer. Books for you, books for your kids, and definitely check out Jansen at Everyday Reading if you are looking for even more book recommendations. There's something for everybody out there. So sometimes I feel like I'm too tired to hold up a book, and so Netflix is my go-to. But really try and step outside your comfort zone. There's still time for Netflix, but make time for reading because it can really just open up a whole other world and is so stimulating and can just be such a relaxing activity during the summer. And I've heard from other people who have some great reading ideas where, you know, everybody in the home reads from 1 to 2 p.m. And if your kids are seeing you reading, they're more apt to read as well. I got a great reading idea from on social media, on Instagram, Simply On Purpose. She does something with her kids every summer where they earn tickets for either every 10 pages or every 10 minutes, depending upon the ages of your kids and their levels. And as they earn their tickets, they keep them in a little plastic baggie. This is super simple. And then she has the mom store. So it's just a plastic bin, just a clear plastic bin that she's filled with kind of treat-like items. I didn't notice any candy, but like fruit snacks and special granola bars. But then there's also like little dollar store items, like little bouncy balls or just little trinket things. But also, it's things that can really bring some novelty to summer, so items like chalk or a painting kit or things like that. But each of those things have different values and are worth a certain amount of tickets. So after, I don't remember what she said as far as how often she brings out the store, but maybe every few days or something like that, they'll bring out the store and they'll have the opportunity to turn in their tickets and purchase something from the mom store. And there's, you know, 5 ticket type items like a thing of fruit snacks. But then, like my son, we're going to do this. He's working towards earning a soccer jersey. And yes, that's a high ticket item, but that's going to be worth 50 tickets. That's 500 minutes of reading. If I can get him to read 500 minutes, that's worth a soccer jersey to me. So find out what your kid's currency is and definitely encourage them to read. Whereas my younger son, my 5-year-old, he's probably going to lean more towards the 5 ticket items. He's younger, he's looking through the books. So once he earns those 5 tickets, he's probably going to trade it in for fruit snacks or a piece of chalk for 5 tickets. That's great too. Anything that would invest your children in reading more, and if you're creating a culture of reading in your home, they're much more likely to do it. So I love that idea. So you can follow Simply On Purpose on Instagram, and that was a great resource for me to find out more about how she does her reading program. And actually, I think she wrote an article about it. So if I find that, I'm going to link to that in the show notes as well. So lots of ideas for your reading. Also, if you're looking for things to listen to, obviously, I talked about Audible. They're doing their 30-day free trial. If you go to audibletrial.com/extraordinarymomspodcast, 30 days and a free book. So take advantage of that this summer. Do something for yourself. But then also, if you're looking for more podcast stuff to listen to and you're newer to the show, let me tell you a few episodes that you might want to go back to if you are newer around here. One thing that I did last summer was on episode 61, I did an episode on getting noticed at the pool. Now, it's probably not what you think, but it's all about having confidence in yourself and enjoying your summer. It's not about having a beach body that's just perfect. It's about truly enjoying the time with your kids and making memories, and that's what's going to get you noticed at the pool. So that's episode 61. Another thing for people that are new around here that may not know me as well, episode 44 is called 15 Things You Didn't Know About Jessica. And those are just 15 random things to help to get to know me better. And then number 42 is with my friend Stephanie, who's a super mom, and she does tips for summer success. And so just gives you some general ideas of how you might want to structure your summer. Some of you are well into summer now and maybe you have a good thing going. But in case you're looking for an idea of how to kind of spice up your summer routine, check out that episode number 42 on just some new and unique ideas of how to make your summer successful. All right, I think that'll do it for today. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you learned a lot and you have some new books to add to your list. Next week, our episode is with Kristen Helms. She's the founder of Tribe Magazine, an online publication for moms. I learned so much from Kristen about how she got her start in that magazine, and then also she encourages moms to submit their own writing for her online publication. So if you're a writer and you're sitting on a bunch of writing right now, but you're not sure where to put it and if anybody else would want to read it, this might be a great opportunity for you to get published, and so you can learn more about that next Tuesday. So thanks for tuning in today to the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'll see you next week for another episode with another Extraordinary Mom. Bye.